David Bromberg, set, step.
got a sweet little woman, people. 19 years old. Stay, you quit your drinking, and I'll satisfy your soul. But I just keep on drinking. Yeah, child, you know I keep on drinking.
Keep on drinking.
Yes, I do. You know I keep right on drinking.
Keep on drinking
until all the liquor. David, I'm speaking man to man. You don't quit your drinking, I'm gonna have to give you monkey glands, but I keep right on
keep
drinking.
Keep on drinking.
Yeah, child, I keep on.
Keep on drinking.
Well, you know I keep on
keep
drinking.
Keep on drinking till the
liquor
don't
carry
me
down. Play me, Jay.
Yeah.
quartet. Well, we're running a little over, actually. The reason for that is we made a rather eccentric deal with the management. We get paid by the note. And I'm really happy, in addition to the quartet, to have a couple of friends of mine, wonderful musicians, playing with us. This is Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Jay and I have been playing in each other's bands for over 30 years.
Wow.
We're old. So thinking of old, I've got a lot of family here. And speaking of old, this song always reminded me of things that my grandmother told me. My grandmother came to the United States to meet up with her husband, who escaped from a train taking him to Siberia for the third time, I believe. And they met him. I mean, that's a romantic story. And this, God, I'd forgotten all about this tune until this guy walked up to me and he handed me a CD that he recorded when he was the sound man for a concert we did in New York City. I can't tell you where the concert was because Carnegie Hall would sue, but this song was on it. It's like something that, you know, an old woman would tell of her past, and we're selling the CD in the lobby.
The sheriff, he had followed with
darkest round. Alone he stood and cursed them, God damn them everyone. They seized him in a fury, and heaving at my plea, they hung him from the oak tree, where he made love to me. Came and stole my heart, and how I count the hours since we were torn apart. I've got a terrible thought in my mind. I think we've said all we've got to say. And that awful hour that you've been searching for, I think you found it yesterday. I think you know it's time to go, not tomorrow, but today. We've tried in the past to make the thing last, but it only hurts longer that way. Oh, there's no way back from here. Don't bring me your fears. We both got to take it as it comes. This time, please spare me your tricks. It just made me sick. Do I really look that dumb? You must have hit me by now with everything you've got. All I can feel is numb. Please don't call me anymore. You know how much I hate the phone. Don't come to my house. I need to spend some time alone. Yes, I know, right? How much I want you at night, good God. I'm not made of stone. Really goodbye. If you want, you can cry, but I think you'd better just go home. that twin fiddle intro. Set her free, foolishly, destiny, tragedy, misery, after our last day. Took the ring from her trembling finger, brushed a tear from my baby's eye, walked in. How much she'd always mean to me. Should have known she'd forever be on my mind, in my heart. I was blind from the start, lost her love. Choke the rain from her trembling finger. Brushed a tear from my baby's eye. Walked away to know that I still love her so.
I guess I was just too dumb. Always mean to me. I should have known, child, she forever be on my mind, in my heart. I was blind from the start, lost her love. hot corn, cold corn, bring on the devil jam. Hot corn, cold corn, bring on the devil jam. Hot corn, cold corn, bring on the devil jam. Fill them up, we'll see you in the morning, yes. Those other years, those dusty years, we drove the big herds through. I tried to forget the miles we rode in Spanish Town of U. And he'd sit beside a water ditch when all his herds was in. He never harm a child but sing to his mandolin. He sang the old songs, the old talk, and the dealings of our game. Spanish Johnny seldom spoke. He sang the songs of Spain. His talk with men was vicious talk. He got drunk on gin. But those were golden things, he said to the man who knew. We had to stand, we had to judge, we had to stop him down. You see those hands so gentle to a child, it killed so many men. And he died a hard death long ago, before the roads came in. The night before he swung his son to his mandolin. We carried him out in the morning light. A man who'd done no good. And we laid him down in the cold, cold clay and stuck in a cross of wood. And then a letter we wrote to his kinfolk to tell him where he'd been. We shipped it on down to Mexico, along with the mandolin. I'll take requests, I just won't do them. I mean, there are a few reasons for this. First, I mean, I'm a jerk. But, you know, I mean, you guys might know what songs you want to hear, but you don't know shit about putting together a set. But at the bottom of it all is, look, I'm a middle-aged, overweight, Jewish, schlubby guy. The only power that I wield on this earth is when I'm on the stage. So if you think I'm gonna give up that much of it to you, musicians, Jay Unger and Molly Mason.
is an extreme treat to get to go on this little tour with the band, the David Bromberg Quartet, but now it's a sextet. Figure that out. Anyway, we're going to try some fiddle tunes for you. And Molly and I have a hotel room down the road that has a perfect view down the river of Indian Point. And I used to live about 20 minutes from here. And back then, in the early 80s, I wrote this tune called Meltdown at Indian Point. And we used to play it with our band, Fiddle Fever. Molly was the bass player in that band. Remember that group? Some Fiddle Fever band down there. And we'd say, with this tune, we hope to replace nuclear power with fiddle power. Well, we're still trying, okay? We're not going to give up. So we'll play a little Meltdown at Indian Point, and then we'll go into a couple other tunes that I wrote to play at contra dances. So I call them Catskill Mountain Fiddling. So Meltdown at Indian Point. We live up in Saugerties now. Meltdown at Indian Point, Vladimir Steamboat, and the Wizard's Walk. Thank you. treat to be able to play our tunes with these guys, so let's get them all back out here. This is a tune called The Lover's Waltz, and we played it last night. It was our anniversary last night. We played it last night. We're gonna keep it rolling. Wants to dance, we'd love to see that. There's room up on stage, right down in front. And don't worry, nobody will be looking at you or anything. Traffic Safety Council. They didn't like it, but we do, so, and We're inviting you to sing it with us. Do whatever you like out there. Hope you brought your trombones. It's a little tune called Relax Your Mind.
Sometimes, sometimes you
Molly and I do a lot of concerts, just the two of us. And this is really fun. So we're gonna try something that we do that way, but it's really fun with a band. It's also kind of from Louisiana. The melody is, I wrote the lyrics. I thought that I wrote the tune, but I'd osmosed it. And it's actually an old traditional Cajun tune. But I've written my own lyrics, and now I've translated them from the Yiddish to the English, so we're gonna try it tonight. It's a song of unrequited love. It's called You Low-Down Dirty Dog. Let me hear you, yeah, but what did I really mean? Are the team.
Somebody tell him who's playing tonight, would you?
Right?
Thank you. Now I can't do that because you requested it. I have a song with a similar sentiment. My wife hates it. I have a song with a similar sentiment. My wife hates it. I wrote it in a dream. Actually, it was about the second tune I've written in 20 years. I just wrote it a couple weeks ago. And it's a blues tune, and it's one of these tunes that talks about how mistreated you are, you know? And the first night I sang it, afterwards I was sitting with my wife, and somebody came up to us and said, "Did you just go through a real bad divorce?" But she's not here tonight, so I'll sing the tune. It's not about her. I have no idea who it is about. Seem like it just ain't never enough. If that's how you want to treat your daddy, baby, I'd rather be your outside man. You know how hard it is I work for just a little bit of cash, and all those things I save up to buy you. Treat like just so much trash, girl, if that's the way you want to treat your husband. Yeah. I'd rather be your outside man. Thank you. never touch me anymore. There ain't no loving in your kiss. Every night she's just so tired, girl, it can't go on like this. And if that's the way you want to do me, baby, I'm out of here. You can find yourself another sugar daddy. And some fine day when you're up in that lovely penthouse apartment you've always dreamed of, the old man's out running around with some young girl and you can't get hold of any of those little high school athletes. They're all home with their mamas. You're gonna call me up on the telephone and ask me to meet you around the corner. And I'll be there. Because I'd rather be your outside man. Pressure's down, the boss ain't here, he's gone off for a little while. They say that vanity got the best of him, cause he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat that you're wearing. Honey, and a smile so hard to resist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? I once knew a woman that looked like you. She wanted a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her, the way you laugh. In this game, you gotta make the queen disappear. Baby, you know it's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? A woman like you should be at home. That's where you belong. Taking care of someone who's really, really nice, who don't know how to do you wrong. But then how much abuse would you be able to take? Baby, there's nowhere to tell, honey, by the very first kiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump? Make a name for yourself, honey. You can hear those tires squeal. You mean out in the most beautiful woman where we crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know news of you's come down the line even before you got in the door. In your father's house, I heard there's many mansions. Each one of them got a fireproof floor. Well, snub out of it, baby. People are jealous of you.
They smile in your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a town like this? You gotta be an important person to be in here, honey. You gotta have done some evil deed. You gotta have your own harem when you walk in the door. You gotta be able to play your harp, baby, till your lips bleed. They say that patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail, or steal a lot and they make you king. They're only one step down from here, baby. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you? Travel across the ocean, travel across the sea, find my shaky pudding, and bring her back to me, boys, bring her back to me. Oh, well, I look outside my window, at the leaves upon the tree, I love my shaky pudding, and I hope that she loves me, boys, I hope that she loves me. One of my shaky pudding, I told them both to go, boys, I told them both. with a spoon. Start early in the morning. I don't stop till afternoon, boy. Stop till afternoon. I had a sweetheart with a face so pretty and fine, but she couldn't make that pudding shake. I left that girl behind, boy, I left that girl behind. Traveling so fast that he couldn't get on board, not till it slowed down making a turn. And when he made that turn, he hopped on board. He was high on it. Chickens out on that farm, those chickens were having an egg laying contest. They want to see who can lay the most and the biggest egg. Didn't matter where these convicts ran. Didn't matter how far or how
turned the dogs loose on them. And you know those bloodhounds were hungry.
Thank you.
episodes like when they found out he wasn't signing the letters to the families of people whose kids had got killed. Son, boy, he was stabbing it, yeah, man. And you better, he was at that White House, man, he was shaking every hand he could find. And he shook those hands for real. That wasn't no machine. He was shaking hands. Met the president. The president was standing there talking to my sister. And somehow I entered in a conversation. He looked at me and he said, "Was your mama strict? Was your mama strict? My mama was strict. Was your strict? My mama strict. Was your mama strict?" That was pretty much the extent of the conversation. I just imagine an old barber back there. Bam! Okay, anyway, getting back to the music.
Come on, hey. Against the dealer, because you know the odds won't drive with you. You never leave your woman alone. The so-called friends around that steal her, years are gambled and lost like some Carnival a couple years ago. No big deal, same old stuff, you know. I walked around the grounds until I saw a little tent. Man outside gave a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on a belly like a reptile. Always the same tired stuff, except for one part. He said it won't cost you money, because you got to pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Of course, I went right inside, looked around for a seat. The lights went low. The lights went low. The lights went real low. And the drum played a beat. Then out came a girl, clothed in a scarf and a sneeze. She did a dance that made me strong between my knees. I mean, she moved just as if her back had no bone, whilst an ensemble played a concertina entitled A Main Street Monument, something like this. Went exactly like that.
Superfluous, something so phantasmagorically hirsute. that to this very moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own auricular organs. Standing there alone upon the stage, at this point clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago,
say that. Every show, there's somebody who shouts out Freebird. I was going to get the fifth member of the quartet, Bruce Clapper, who does our sound, to get a cassette of Freebird. So that when inevitably during the show somebody would shout that, he could play it, we'd leave the stage for a little while.
Thank you. Born and raised in New York City, but he's got the Delta Blues. I say he's got the blues. Are you hearing me now?
Yeah.
I say he's got the blues. He's gonna give us the blues. Please give, there you go. We're ready. I'm feeling it. Please give a big welcome to Mr. Guy Davis.
It's the second time I've gotten to open for David. Brother Baumberg is a musical light to the world. Mr. Mark Murphy, playing that up like a bull right there. had my fun. If I don't get well no more, Lord, Lord, Lord. Yes, I've had my fun. If I don't get well. Health is failing me. I'm going down slow. Lord, Lord, Lord. Don't you send for no doctor. No, the doctor, he can't do me no good.
Thank you.
song that I part wrote, part stole. It's called Limetown. Now all you blues aficionados will know who I stole from and where it came from. But those of you who don't know, yeah, I wrote it. Tune up, man. And so I had to get this electronic tuner.